KV2HXS Mobile.
KO4HX.
Morning, Patrick. How are you?
In between stops here. Thought I'd say hello. Tried to wait for the noise maker in the background to quiet down. The cooling fan was on.
Noise maker in the background. Okay.
Cooling fan was on because I was slowing down, so it comes on as part of the engine braking system.
Yeah, that used to happen on my truck too. It just, what it does is adds load on the engine. That's all it does. Yeah, I got to make a quick stop here at Lowe's, and I'm heading to a customer. Got to upgrade a 2-inch PVC exhaust to a 3-inch, as the original people that put the system in didn't do it, and the thing keeps fouling up and won't drain the water off right, so got to take care of that. They're getting ready to sell the house, so I got to take care of it before they sell it.
Be too big a deal to get it in there.
Oh, no, it's actually a good one, because right in the basement, you pull right around the back of the house, you walk right in the garage, and everything, the furnace is right there. So, you know, piece of cake.
Only in Slater, Marietta will you see a man, grown man on a go-kart going up the highway.
You're up on Marietta? Up there, up on 11?
I'm on 276 here where, 288 cuts off, I believe it is.
Well, you know, I tell you what, you know, I kind of envy that guy. I like to ride a go-kart.
On the 276.
Well, okay, yeah, that's a little outside my wheelhouse, definitely.
Get down to the Sphinx there, I guess. Got him some gas and whatever else he went to get. Now he's heading back.
That's funny. Anyway, I'm making a quick stop, Patrick. Have a good day. I'll catch you later. KV2HXS Mobile.
I'm pulling into my next stop anyway. 7-3, you be careful out there today. KO4HKX.
And I'll see you. KV2HXS out.
I'll talk to myself. M4ZLK.
Back with you in about 5 minutes. Well, then I got to run down to Lowe's. I'm just getting gas, so. You have a good morning. Catch you later.
Just a minute. KO4HKX.
Get pulling out. Talk to you guys later. Hope you have a good day. N4ZLK.
4ZLK, this is KR4AAE. Shane, I hate for you to be by yourself, man.
Never argue with myself. I never disagree with myself, but it's a pretty good conversation.
That's why I play Mahjong by myself, because I always win. But then I start arguing with myself. I win the conversations, but I start answering my own questions. I think there should be a little bit of concern when I start doing that. How are you, Shane?
Good morning to you. KR4AAE, N4ZLK. Yep, just getting going again. I already ran out a trailer and brought one back, a full one back, and now I'm just left with my delivery trailer. So, about to get the day started.
You've already had a productive day this morning. That's better than what I can say right now.
Patrick, he's a little more productive than I am. He gets out there a lot earlier. But I was actually able to leave our building with my delivery trailer a little earlier than normal lately. They've been pushing it closer to 10 o'clock every day. That's difficult to make service on our next day air packages.
Yeah, that would prove a little bit difficult there. Kind of a little close.
They don't guarantee it. They try, but you don't get the guarantee. They've always done that, but I think they've just been eating it for a while, eating the cost and hoping people don't care.
Look at that. I remember the days of shipping things. They said it'd be there at 10:48, and it was there at 10:48:01. That was awesome.
They can get that close. We have our next day air, most of it's guaranteed by 10:30. Some of the, you can get a lesser rate and get it by 3 o'clock for a business or by the end of the day for a residential, but I don't know. Service, they don't seem to be as keen about service as they used to when I started years ago. I mean, you know, I won't get into it too much, but we're in the business of delivering packages. That's what we should focus on.
Yeah, copy that. I have the same feelings, and I've definitely seen it go downhill from the years I've been shipping and receiving packages. So I agree with you. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I hear you're looking for maybe an HF rig. You got any ideas in mind?
Copy that. I am looking for an HF rig. I've got the Kenwood TS2000 in mind, the Icon 7300, and the Yaesu. There's one that's a shack in a box. I think it was the 991A. I'm looking at one of those three. If I can't find one of those three, then I'll just get like a little 10-meter and start working with HF and learn how it works and then jump into something bigger.
Those are all good radios. I don't have any experience with an ICOM, but I know a lot of people with the 7300, and they seem to be really good radios. I've had some Kenwood radios, never had the 2000, but that is an older radio, but everybody that has them has been very happy with them. Love, you know, they don't even like to give them up. That's why they're hard to find used. And, of course, the 991A, my son-in-law has one. I know Patrick's got one. A lot of people have them. They seem like, I've messed around with it. It seems like a really good radio. But you can find, you know, older used radios. I think I heard Dave mention that to you. To get started, probably be worth, instead of buying a 10-meter, just going ahead, if you're going to spend the money, pick up a used older radio for pretty reasonable and learn it that way instead of starting out with a 10-meter, just a 10-meter only.
KB2HX.
Knowledge. Good morning, Dave.
What? Knowledge? What? I don't know what the heck I'm talking about.
I think you know what you're talking about. I just kind of act it, but not really. No, I do a lot of research, a lot of reading before I try to make any conclusions on stuff to purchase, especially radios. And, of course, I reach out to the community and say, hey, what you guys think?
Oh, anyway, I heard you talking about older radios. I am a firm believer of buying an older radio as long as nobody has had the golden screwdriver in it or has not modded it. I have on my bench at the house, I have a Kenwood TS450, which is my low band rig, and in my vehicle, I have an ICOM IC7000, which is an older mobile all band, all mode rig, which works really well for me. I've got quite a few of them. I got like four of them. One on my bench, one in my wife's car, one in my car, and I got a spare. So that's kind of my thing. I go with the older radio. I'm not into all the digital stuff right now, so no need to spend all that big money on the digital radios. Go ahead, Shane, please take it. KB2HXS.
Yaesu 757GX, which is from the 80s. That was my father-in-law's radio. That's what I use mostly for HF voice, or, you know, sideband. And I do have a little Yaesu 857. What is that one? 857D, which is a mobile all band, all mode radio. But I keep that. I use that mostly for CW right now. I'd like to put it in my truck eventually. Not this one, but my personal truck. But they're both great radios. I'm not into the digital much either. I've tried a little bit with the 857, and it had it working for a while. But for every ham radio operator, Steve, you're going to find a different or varied opinion, and they're not all wrong. Some of them are. Probably mine, but they're not all wrong.
Copy that. It's all good info. I was looking at some of the older models as well, just because some of those, like you said, they work, they continue to work, and if you're not into digital, then why not? I doubt I will ever get into the digital KR4AAE.
Digital guy either. You know, I'm a little bit on the old school. Gentlemen, I got to jump out. I'm at Lowe's. I got to run in and get a couple things, and I will be back on the radio probably about 15, 20 minutes.
I'll be out for a little while. I'm not far from my couple delivery points. So I'll just go ahead and take this moment to clear. Good to hear both of you. And I'm kind of surprised, Steve, you're not interested in digital, being that I think you're a computer guy. Maybe you just don't want to do that for a hobby. But I just wanted to learn how to do it. And anyway, I'll let you both go. Is that okay?
Shane, I'm definitely into computers, and I don't like to do the digital stuff too much because I deal with it all day at work. So, yeah. I'm going to say 73 to you guys. I'll be on side monitoring KR4AAE clear. And monitoring.
WJT N4ZLK. Okay, clear.